I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Emily is in Painesville on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Emily, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. We're talking about you at 810. Okay, not Emily.
Not you specifically, but Emily in Paris.
Not Emily in Painesville.
Tim is Harris. Very upset.
Paris, Painesville.
Yeah, same thing. It's pretty much, they call Painesville the Paris of Ohio.
Do they?
A lot of people don't know
they
that.
They have their never own Eiffel Tower out there.
Yeah.
Do they? Huh? Oh, you guys are just a wealth of knowledge.
We are a wealth of knowledge. Come on over to the east side. The water's warm. All right, Emily, whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room. That's going to start the game.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Emily.
You didn't know they had an Eiffel Tower replica in Painesville?
Sure didn't.
I'm just wondering how far we can go down this path.
I can't tell if she believes us or not.
I don't think she does. Most of the time she doesn't, and then she has to Google it, and then then she will. All right, so we're going to ask you five questions. That is the truth. There's a timer involved. That is also the truth. So just make sure you give us that answer before you hear that buzzer. Producer Stevie, as you heard, she'll be keeping track of the score. We appreciate having her in studio. All right, here we go. So question number one begins with Target making a big change. So they've redesigned shopping carts with bigger baskets, larger cup holders, and apparently, smoother handling.
Nothing's worse on this than a messed up cart.
The cart's the and I always grab the one. Weirdo wheel flopping
back.
All over the place.
I'll go back.
Oh, so will I. That's the worst. It ruins the whole adventure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're also remodeling more than 130 stores. Which national chain coffee shop would you find inside many Target locations?
Starbucks.
Question number two. The Bear. Helped make Chicago's iconic Italian beef sandwich famous worldwide, and now it's officially been named the state sandwich of Illinois. The sandwich has been central to the series since the very beginning. Now, Cleveland is widely known for two iconic sandwiches. I need you to name one of those iconic sandwiches.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, like a Simon's roast beef.
There you go. Go with that. Absolutely. That's a good call. Question number three. NASCAR says two-time Cup Series champion Kyle Busch has passed away at the age of 41 years old. He won championships in 2015 and 2019 and was considered, of course, one of the sport's biggest stars. Now, the regulation distance for the Daytona 500, which is NASCAR's biggest race, consists of how many laps around the Daytona track? Your guess needs to be within 25 of that actual number.
Oh, gosh, I know nothing about NASCAR. Within 25. So we'll go 150.
Let's go 150 as we move to question number four. Steve, you might have to read this one. I'm so sad. Emily in Paris officially coming to an end.
Oh, my goodness.
Netflix says the production has started on the show's sixth and final season, with filming taking place in Greece and Monaco and, of course, in Paris. Which American city did Emily come from?
Oh, I have no idea. We'll go with Chicago.
All right. My timer took a little pause there. All right, question number five. The American Music Awards are Monday. Taylor Swift, by the way, leads all nominees with 8 nods. Queen Latifah is going to host the awards show in Las Vegas, making her return to the role 30 years after co-hosting way back in 1995. Pre-Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1995 American Music Awards, which group, known for their vocal harmonies, won the most awards with 3?
Oh, gosh. 95. En Vogue.
There you go. Oh, there you go. En Vogue. I like that. Guess.
I wouldn't know. Wasn't alive.
We're going to see if you hit with En Vogue. Yeah. And see how Jen does with these questions. It's all coming up in 3 minutes. Emily. Is in Painesville.
Has Emily confirmed the Eiffel Tower of Painesville?
Oh, you stuck to that one. Yeah, we had a lot of calls when you're out of the studio confirming it.
Interesting.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, or maybe not. So Emily answered 5 questions a minute ago when Jen was out of the studio. Producer Stevie, how did Emily do?
Emily got 3.
There you go. Nice
good
job. 3-5.
Emily.
All right.
Emily.
All right. Trying to get that Jen and Tim show coffee mug. Drink it on the Eiffel Tower of Painesville.
That's right. Oh, you can actually go in it or on it?
Yeah, it's windy up there. Whew, man, I bet. Coming off Lake Erie?
I bet.
Question number one, same five questions we asked Emily just a minute ago. I'm going to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. Target is making a big change. Redesigning shopping carts, bigger baskets, larger cup holders, and smooth handling carts. Mm. And those weirdo wheels that wobble all the time. You try to get through there.
I feel like the Wobbly Fairview wheel. Park one already has those. They're very upgraded and fancy.
Aren't they like a thicker cart?
Yes, it's a thicker cart. It's very smooth. It has like a little tray area for your phone. Big, huge cup holders. I feel like they've upgraded.
Those carts.
Are they going to upgrade that too? Like, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know. Yeah. But do you think they can even go next level over that?
I think.
It's very nice.
I don't know. They're nicer than my first car, those carts.
Yes, they are.
Nice.
They're fancy.
They are. Put some AC in there. They also they're also remodeled more than 130 stores. Which national chain coffee shop would you find inside many Target locations?
Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks. Question number two, the bear helped make Chicago's iconic Italian beef sandwich famous worldwide. And now it's officially been named the state sandwich of Illinois.
Oh.
The sandwich has been central to the series since the very beginning. So Cleveland is widely known for two iconic sandwiches. I just need you to name one of those two.
Polish boy?
Yeah, Polish boy.
Is it corned beef? What would the other one be?
Yeah, I put corned beef on there as well. Oh, there we go. There's some delay today on this board. I don't know what's going on. The only way to try is hit a couple of... I got to try this out real quick. I apologize.
What? Easy breezy.
Okay,
no,
that
you
works.
Didn't need to do that.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that works.
You're good.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're back.
I don't even know what I said there. Of course
question,
you what?
Question.
Something.
Question.
God.
All right, we're back in action. I'm sorry, Emily, for that quick pause live on air. So NASCAR says two-time Cup Series champion Kyle Busch has passed away at the age of 41 years old. He won championships in 2015 and 2019 and was widely considered, obviously, one of the sport's biggest stars. Super, super sad news. The regulation distance for the Daytona 500, you know NASCAR's biggest race, consists of how many laps around the Daytona Speedway?
500.
Your answer, your guess needs to be within 25.
500 laps.
It's right, 500 guess. Miles.
Miles.
200 laps around.
200 laps.
I know. In regulation.
Well,
it could go longer, I understand.
Awful question.
Question.
She wrote crappy.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Exactly. That was a crappy question.
Oh, my God.
That's enough. That is enough. That is enough. Why have you collected more of those?
It's about to get interesting up in here. Stop
question.
It.
Stop.
Sure I stayed is. An hour after work on Wednesday to get all these drops in there.
They're
so no,
terrible.
Question number four.
I'm deleting them.
Emily in Paris is officially coming to an end. Netflix says production has started on the show's sixth and final season, with filming taking place in Greece, Monaco, and also Paris. Which American city did Emily come from?
Chicago?
It was Chicago. As we move to question number five.
Jen, you got
to
get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Stevie, that's neat.
I'm
Thank
sorry
you.
For telling you that because you'll probably hit the button.
Oh, my God.
Question number five. The American Music Awards, they are on Monday night. Taylor Swift leading all nominees with 8 nods. Queen Latifah will be hosting the show in Las Vegas, making her return to the role 30 years after co-hosting in 1995. Pre-Stevie. In 1995... In those AMAs, which group, known for their vocal harmonies, won the most awards with 3?
The Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, Color Me Bad.
Oh, my God. Color Me Bad, I wish won 3.
What is that?
By the way, I'm like, are they touring or something? Why are they showing up on my For You page? It was Boys to Men, by the way. Boys to Men.
Oh,
won
good for them.
Yeah, Emily with an En Vogue guess. I was very proud
Ooh,
of the En Vogue guess.
That's
also great.
That was a great guess.
So where are we at right now?
Known Boys to Men, though. That's
yeah. I was trying to do it with the harmonies. I was trying to help out. Where are we at now?
We are tied at 3.
Oh.
I hate the tiebreaker.
I really do.
Okay, so we'll get to a tiebreaker question. And one of the sandwiches we talked about was Slimans corned beef. We talked about the Polish boy. I want to know how many years ago did Slimans first open?
Ooh.
How many years ago did Slimans first open? Closest to the actual number without going over. Jen is writing down her answer. Emily, here's your timer.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go with 73.
There you go. 73, Jen Tui. Sorry.
I wrote down 51.
It's opened 62 years ago. Oh. Sorry for the delay in timer. I was going with my board today. So, Jen, this one goes to Jen.
Sorry, Emily.
Oh.
I mean, Emily.
There you go. Emily.
Emily.
Emily, you are the best. We hope you enjoy the miniature Eiffel Tower in Painesville.
We just made that up, right?
We
That's not
did
real.
Did make that up. Okay. But Painesville is fantastic. Right. Emily, have a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
This is Emily in Painesville, and I did not trump Tui.
Oh, Carrie's in T County. Carrie, good morning. How are you? Star 102, Cleveland's Phil. Good favorite. From Creston, Ohio.
Never heard of it. Yeah. Where's T County?
Where's Creston?
Well, Creston is probably, well, you're familiar with Medina, so I'm 20 minutes south of, it's in Wayne County.
20 minutes?
Oh, so it's probably 20 minutes from Menor. Mm-hmm.
That has definitely been neglected from the star village of the day.
You're right. I have never put in Creston.
What do we know about Creston? Is there a Greasy Spoon restaurant? Anything popping in Creston?
No. Creston is just a small village. There's a cluster of villages where I live, like Burbank, Creston. We're right next to Seville. Seville is known for their biggest yard sales every year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not too many people have ever heard of this.
Nothing like a Seville yard sale. I've always told everybody.
Have you been to a Seville yard sale?
No, but if my mother-in-law is listening, yeah. I think we're going to go to a Seville yard sale.
Yeah, I felt like you didn't really go there.
Yeah. It's garage sale season. We should be talking about these. All right. Mm-hmm. Carrie, we have learned about Creston. We appreciate that. Whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room. That's what'll start the game.
Could you please leave the room, please?
Yes, I can. Good luck to you, Carrie.
That was two pleases, Jen.
Thanks.
That was two of them. Learn about Creston. Did you know about Creston, Stevie?
No. I just looked up to prove it was not in T County.
All right, Carrie, we're going to ask you five questions. There's a timer involved if it decides to work today. I will fire that timer, and we'll see what happens. So just give us the answer before you hear the buzzer, obviously. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in. We'll see if you can bring that mug to Creston. All right, question number one. Let's get to it. So Spotify is teaming up with artists for this new reserved system that's going to set aside tickets for premium subscribers. This is big. Starting this summer, select artists will be able to identify their most dedicated fans and be able to hold tickets for them. That's big. So if this was you, which artist would you like to see live? Which band or artist would you like to see live?
Probably Genesis.
Yeah, it's good Genesis. Question number two, the late show with Stephen Colbert aired its final episode last night after being canceled by CBS. Paul McCartney walked out to be the final guest on the show and sang Hello Goodbye. Now, Hello Goodbye is a song by which band that Paul McCartney was a part of?
The Beatles.
Question number three, Sinners is set to come to life as a haunted house. Scary. Mm-hmm. For Halloween, they're horror nights at Universal Studios. So Halloween Horror Nights runs for 42 nights and features 8 haunted houses, multiple scare zones, and more. Which famous dinosaur movie franchise has attractions at Universal Parks?
Jurassic Park.
Nice job. Question number four. Zoe Kravitz, Harry Styles. I guess this is a thing. So they're reported. Like, did they ever confirm anything, or am I?
No, I think it's just implied. So everything's from Page Six.
It is from Page
Six.
So
I don't know what Page Six knows, but they seem to have it all.
Zoe Kravitz, Harry Styles are reportedly thinking about having a small wedding in the UK around Christmas time, according to a source spilling the details to Page Six. What is the name of the Christmas movie where an American in California switches homes with a woman in England?
The Holiday.
All right, let's go with question number five. Jessie J has revealed that she is officially cancer-free almost a year after her diagnosis. Clearly, she was super excited, announcing on Instagram, results are in and I am cancer-free. I sobbed for hours and then exhaled for the first time in a year. Congratulations to Jessie J. That is massive, massive, positive, positive news. All right, which song did Jessie J write for Miley Cyrus?
Wrecking Ball.
Let's go with Wrecking Ball as the answer for question number five. Carrie is in Creston. How did she do? We're going to find out together in 3 minutes.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Cary and T County playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. She answered five questions a minute ago. How did Cary do?
Cary's in W County.
Okay, sorry.
And she got four.
Four!
Wow.
And Creston.
Well done, Cary.
Creston bringing it.
W County doesn't flow as well as T County.
You're right.
What's
no.
W stand for?
Well, she said it was in Wayne.
Oh,
County.
Wayne County. Okay.
That was actually question five. Thanks, Stevie.
Well, now I know it.
I'm kidding. Question number one. Here we go. Same five questions we asked Cary a minute ago. We begin with Spotify is teaming up with artists for a new reserved system that will set aside tickets for premium subscribers. So starting this summer, select artists will be able to identify their most dedicated fans and hold tickets for them. Which artist would you like to see live?
Taylor Swift.
Question number two. The late
Maybe she'll hold tickets for you.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
That would be nice of her.
Could you imagine that? Wouldn't mind Olivia Rodrigo holding tickets.
Oh, I'm sure, 11-year-old. She's listened to enough that maybe you'll get on the list.
Question number two. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert aired its final episode last night after being canceled by CBS. Now, Paul McCartney walked out to be the final guest on the show and sang Hello, Goodbye. Hello, Goodbye is a song by which band that Paul McCartney was a part of?
Beatles.
It is the Beatles. We move to question number three. Sinners. This is right up your alley, Jen.
It is? None of this so far feels like it's up my alley.
Sinners is set to come to life as a haunted house for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
No.
Halloween Horror Nights is 42 nights featuring 8 haunted houses, multiple scare zones, and much more if you can survive.
Is that their tagline?
I don't think so. It's
creepy.
It's a little dramatic.
Yeah.
Which famous dinosaur movie franchise has attractions at Universal Parks?
Dinosaur movie franchise at Jurassic Park.
It is Jurassic Park. Moving to question number four. Zoe Kravitz, Harry Styles, starting to think they're a thing. They're reportedly thinking about having a small wedding in the UK around Christmas time. This is according to sources spilling the details to Page Six. What is the name of the Christmas movie where an American in California switches homes with a woman in England?
Holiday.
Oh, I didn't even have to get the timer out.
Love
it
that
is
movie.
The Holiday, as we move to question number five.
Comes down to this one or a tiebreaker.
Oh,
how fun. How
yeah,
fun.
Tiebreaker time.
Love those.
I hate the tiebreaker.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Jessie J has revealed really good news. She's officially cancer-free for almost a year after her diagnosis. She made the announcement on Instagram in an emotional update saying, and I quote, "Results are in, and I am cancer-free." And I sobbed for hours and then exhaled for the first time in a year. So congratulations to Jessie J. Which song did Jessie J write for Miley Cyrus?
Party in the USA.
Is Party in the USA. Final totals.
Cary 4, Jen 5.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was going to a tiebreaker.
Good battle, Cary.
Me too.
Oh, we're going to have to. Does Creston have any good ice cream stands?
Oh.
There's Scoops in Seville.
Yeah.
There we go.
Got to head to Scoops.
Scoops in Seville.
Scoop Squad taking on Scoops.
Scoop Squad. Is that still the final name?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
yes, that's the final.
Cary, you are the best. It was very nice to talk to you, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, I love you guys. I am Cary from Creston, and I did not Trump Tui.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.